Good morning. It's April 24th, and this is your daily brief in EU news. Here's everything you need to know. In a startling development that ties espionage to politics, Maximilian Krah, a leading candidate from the Alternative for Germany, or AfD party for the European elections, finds himself at the centre of controversy. This comes after his assistant was arrested on charges of spying for China. A situation that has sent ripples through the political landscape of Germany and the European Union. The assistant in question is accused of funneling information on European Parliament negotiations and decisions to the Chinese intelligence since 2019, alongside monitoring Chinese dissidents residing in Germany. This arrest has not only placed Krah under scrutiny, but also raised alarm over the potential compromise of sensitive information given Krah's involvement in key EU Parliament committees. The AfD has responded by convening a crisis meeting with Krah to deliberate on the unfolding events. The pressure mounts as calls for Krah's resignation emerge from various quarters, pointing to the gravity of the allegations and their implications for national and European security. This incident is part of a broader narrative, as it follows closely on the heels of three similar arrests, casting a long shadow over the AfD's affiliations and raising questions about its stance towards foreign powers, notably Russia. The German government, recognizing the severity of these accusations, has underscored the necessity for rigorous investigations and bolstered counter-espionage measures. Interior Minister Nancy Faeser has voiced a commitment to decisive action against Chinese espionage activities, emphasizing the importance of safeguarding democracy and national security. Amidst this turmoil, the AfD's leadership has issued warnings against foreign influence within its ranks, stating that anyone found to be under such influence would face expulsion, though such measures are unlikely to be implemented before the European election. This episode not only challenges the credibility of the AfD, but also underscores the complex interplay between international espionage and political integrity within the European landscape. In a move that has ignited a firestorm of global debate, the UK Parliament's recent decision to approve a law for the deportation of asylum seekers to Rwanda stands at the forefront of international scrutiny. This pivotal legislation not only raises questions about the future of asylum in the UK, but also signals a significant moment in the broader European discourse on migration management. The law's passage has drawn sharp criticism from key international bodies, including the UN Refugee Agency and the Council of Europe. These organisations have voiced deep concerns over the implications of the UK's strategy, questioning its compatibility with international human rights standards. The criticism underscores a growing unease with the direction of European migration policy, which increasingly relies on outsourcing its challenges to third countries. Experts in the field argue that the trend of tightening borders and delegating immigration control has not achieved its intended effect of reducing migration flows. Instead, such measures are seen to exacerbate the suffering of those in desperate need of refuge. The specific deal with Rwanda, aimed at deterring asylum seekers from reaching the UK, has been singled out for its lack of efficacy and its failure to provide a sustainable solution to the complex issue of migration. Despite the international backlash, the Rwandan government has expressed support for the UK's legislative decision. By endorsing the bill, Rwanda positions itself as a willing partner in creating what it describes as a safe and secure environment for migrants. This stance, however, contrasts sharply with the concerns raised by human rights advocates and migration experts, who question the feasibility and morality of such an approach to dealing with asylum seekers. In a pivotal moment for fiscal policy within the European Union, the European Parliament has given the green light to overhaul the Stability Pact, a framework that governs the financial discipline of its member countries. This reform, passed on April 23, 2024, marks a significant shift towards accommodating the diverse economic landscapes of EU nations while reinforcing the commitment to financial stability. The backbone of the reform lies in maintaining the long-standing thresholds of 60% for debt and 3% for deficit relative to GDP. However, it introduces nuanced changes, notably the implementation of bespoke debt reduction requirements for countries grappling with high levels of indebtedness. This approach not only acknowledges the unique fiscal challenges each country faces, but also mandates more rigorous efforts from those like France, where debt growth has been particularly concerning. Crucially, the reform allows for a more dynamic assessment of fiscal efforts, with the EU Commission now taking into account the burden of rising interest payments. This adjustment aims to provide a more accurate reflection of a country's fiscal manoeuvring space, balancing the need for investment against the imperative of debt control. While the reform awaits the final nod from EU member states, the anticipation is that this will be a mere formality. Set to come into force on April 30th, the revised pact promises to offer member countries not only a clearer pathway to financial health, but also extended leeway for making necessary fiscal adjustments. This development is expected to usher in a new era of fiscal governance in the EU, one that is both stringent in its demands for financial prudence and adaptive to the economic realities of its member states. In a striking demonstration of political and geopolitical currents, Maldives President Mohamed Mouizou's People's National Congress, or PNC, has emerged victorious in a landslide parliamentary election, securing 71 out of 93 seats. This victory not only consolidates Mouizou's power, but also signals a significant shift in the Maldives' international alignment, potentially favouring China over India. This development has caught the attention of global observers, marking a pivotal moment in the Indian Ocean strategic landscape. The election result is more than just a domestic political victory. It suggests a geopolitical pivot in the Maldives with far-reaching implications. The PNC's pro-China stance under Mouizou's leadership is expected to bring the Maldives closer to Beijing, a move that could alter the balance of power in the region. This shift has raised eyebrows in the United States and poses questions about the future of India's military presence in the Maldives, a concern that underscores the broader strategic contest between China and India in the Indian Ocean. Mouizou's background as a former minister in an administration heavily indebted to China, coupled with his agreements with Chinese state-owned companies, further solidifies the Maldives' tilt towards Beijing. This alignment with China reflects a significant geopolitical shift, highlighting the intricate power dynamics at play between China and India in the region. Despite this pronounced lean towards China, Mouizou is expected to pursue a more balanced foreign policy. The anticipation of maintaining relations with India suggests a nuanced approach to international diplomacy, aiming to navigate the complex web of regional alliances and rivalries. This strategy indicates an awareness of the delicate balance required to manage the Maldives' international relationships in a rapidly evolving geopolitical landscape. In a heart-wrenching turn of events, the small town of Bremervorde, Germany, finds itself at the centre of an urgent search. 6-year-old Arian Arnold, a non-verbal, autistic boy, vanished from his home on Monday night, sparking an extensive search operation that has since captured the community's collective concern. Arian was last seen wearing just a long sweater, dragon-pattern sweatpants and socks, ill-equipped for the cold. The search for Arian quickly escalated, with authorities deploying a Tornado aircraft to conduct aerial thermal imaging in hopes of finding any trace of him. The operation has grown to include hundreds of emergency personnel, volunteers, and an array of resources like helicopters, drones, and search dogs, all scouring the area for any sign of the young boy. The local community has been urged to play a crucial role in these efforts. Residents are asked to review any footage from private surveillance cameras that might capture Arian's movements and to remain vigilant in their daily routines. The search is set to continue until nightfall each day, with a dedicated hotline established for tips. Bremervord police are calling on anyone with information about Arian's whereabouts to reach out immediately at 0476174891135 or 144, hoping for a breakthrough in the case. This extensive search not only highlights the urgency and seriousness with which the community and authorities are treating Arian's disappearance, but also reflects a deep commitment to finding him and bringing him home safely. The collective effort underscores the importance of community vigilance and cooperation in times of crisis. This has been your daily brief in EU news. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.